Well, they're not all the same. You know, some of the more collaborative ones, you know, like with Extreme Love, that's of course different because Yenna wrote the text for that. I mean, they all kind of have their own approach, but it tends to be really iterative where, like, you know, maybe I'll start out with a simple score and then maybe I'll process a recording of the ensemble reading that score, and then maybe Spawn will respond, and then there's kind of like a back and forth. But almost everything kind of becomes remixed at some point. Like, I think maybe it's the most audible on Frontier, where, you know, that starts out as a kind of traditional Sacred Harp song, and then it kind of morphs into this whatever it morphs into. But yeah, you can hear the influences of the ensemble members themselves on the work. I mean, like, you know, Evelyn Saylor, who's in the ensemble, she's a member of Sacred Harp Berlin. And so she, you know, the way that I voiced the Sacred Harp song first, I was using more traditional choral harmonies. And she showed me how to voice that in a way that's more, true to the Sacred Harp tradition, putting the lead line and the tenor line. And so we tried to also kind of like highlight different skills and abilities and, you know, things that the ensemble brought to the table. Or like, you know, Stina von Mutland, she has this insane instrument as a voice. And so, you know, we have some parts where she's just kind of like wailing, and just kind of going off on one. So yeah, it's not like when I sat down to write the song, I was like, okay, I'm going to have like a wailing woman here. It's like, oh no, like here's the song. And oh, of course, like Stina would like be the perfect wailer on this song. You know, it kind of like organically comes about, you know?